It's dusk on a chilly Wednesday evening on Boylston Street, but the energy inside the Marathon Sports Store is palpable. Runners sporting neon sneakers and big smiles greet each other, catch up, and put on reflective vests. Their positive energy is in stark contrast to the chaos of nearly 1 year ago, when right in front of the store, the first bomb exploded. Now, there isn't a single sign of that destruction. Marketing manager Dan Solo was in front of the store when the bomb went off. He wasn't seriously injured physically, but he's still healing emotionally.
It took me a long time to personally sort of make a turn emotionally, where I was in a place where I didn't feel so beaten down and so sad and so depressed and so useless all the time.
A marathon runner himself, Solo is running the race this year, but not without trepidation.
I'm going to be terrified.
But Solo will have support that day from 50 fellow runners on the One Fund team, a group raising money for the fund. Team member John Masters fell short of qualifying several times. Now he's got an official bib.
I thought I had missed out on running this year. And then Dan sent out, you know, an email saying, you know, they're looking for runners for the One Fund. And I'm like, this is perfect, because that's why I want to run anyway.
Masters joins his One Fund teammates on Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings to train.
It's almost like running the first marathon, because it's you've got this feeling inside you that, you know, this one really matters, you know, like the other ones, you know, I guess I could, I never would bail, but I could bail, I could do all kinds of things. This one, it just feels really, it is really special. It is going to be really special. And, you know, certainly, yeah, there'll be some nerves and apprehension on the day, I'm sure.
Team member Cecile Avila says it was nerves and apprehension that got her thinking about running this year. Until recently, she worked in the Boston Globe photography department. She hopes running this year's race will ease what she saw at work over and over again.
All of those images are always going to be in my head, and I want to make sure that it goes towards something good, that these people won't ever be forgotten. And so I'm running for the One Fund because it's a way for me to help other people.
Avila says this may not be her first marathon, but it will certainly be the most memorable.
This is my fourth. This is the first time I'm running Boston, though, and I'm really excited because I've always wanted to run this race. And so running it this year is particularly incredible, and I'm really honored to be part of this team.
The runners say they hope the race feels cathartic. For now, their emotion feeds into a buzzing, almost giddy energy as they run into the night and prepare for what may be the most significant Boston Marathon in its history.
My hands are not
Anne Mostu, WGBH. Boston Public Radio.